This is 5 Minute Friday!
I am very excited to introduce you to Andy Puddicombe, who is a meditation and mindfulness expert. In his early 20s, he made the unexpected decision to travel to the Himalayas to study meditation. It was the beginning of a 10-year journey, which took him around the world, culminating with ordination as a Tibetan Buddhist monk in northern India. He later decided he wanted to transition back into the real world, and he trained briefly at the Moscow State Circus, where he then returned to complete a degree in circus arts. What happens when you feel like you're about to have an emotional breakdown, or you feel emotions turning or something?
Yeah.
How do you navigate the process now in a busy life?
Yeah. I think the beauty, Lewis, of training consistently is that it tends to kind of last. Like there is
the training lasts.
So there's an element. It's not like you leave the monastery and you leave your mind at the monastery and all the training at the monastery.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of comes with you, and that's really the idea. Same with meditation in everyday life. It's the idea is not to kind of make it all about the meditation, those 10 minutes, because what about the other 23 hours and 50 minutes,
right?
So it's how do we take that and kind of carry it into our life in the same way? How do you take those years of training? And after a while, there isn't really any kind of effort required. It's kind of inbuilt. It becomes an effortless thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean like I'm definitely no kind of master here. Like, so of course I have moments, and if the baby kind of hasn't slept for for a number of kind of nights, then
how do you handle that when you're just like agitated or you're frustrated or something?
Yeah.
What's your process?
Yeah, I don't really have a kind of, okay, right, now I need to do this. Definitely stopping, pausing, and doing some meditation will make a difference. It kind of helps to reset the mind a
couple minutes,
bit.
10 minutes,
yeah,
seconds.
I think, look, in the night, kind of a few, genuinely, so 10, 20, 30 seconds is enough to kind of let go of
aware.
The frustration of kind of being awake. Because if you think about it, anything in life, it's really just our resistance towards it, is wanting it to be a different way. As soon as we realize, oh yeah, it's just because of that, then we kind of let go of it. It doesn't mean that we kind of love the situation, but at least now we're not pushing against it, resisting, causing even more stress.
And it's not owning us.
Exactly.
Interesting. Do you have like a go-to mantra or meditation practice like in these situations?
Yeah.
I mean, your app, obviously, you have like all these different, I guess, kind of like chapters and categories.
Yeah.
But what do you personally do in that moment when the baby's crazy or something, you know, someone says something to you or the car, you know, traffic? What is, what's the go-to for you?
There's a little bit at the end. I know you've used the Atlas. There's a little bit at the end of whatever one you're doing that I always say, okay, right now, just let your mind do whatever it wants to do. So it's a sense of, on the one hand, giving the mind total freedom to do whatever it wants. And at the same time, there's a sense of awareness. You can't really do that, let your mind go free, unless you maintain a certain degree of awareness. So for me, that is the shortcut. It's in there because I think it's just an incredibly valuable tool. It's so short because if you leave it too long, then the mind will start to wander and you lose that sense of awareness. So it's kind of just getting the balance right. But if you do that even for 10, 20 seconds, it's a game changer. If you think if you're in the middle of a really intense situation and someone's like, oh, just learn meditation. Like, you're struggling to even deal with, and never mind learn new stuff. So it doesn't mean we can't use it for those things. But I think if we can get into a cycle and a habit in the same way, we don't wait for our teeth to go really well. In Britain, we
do. Right. But you clean them so they don't get bad.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So we get into this kind of pattern of hygiene. And in the same way, I think it's hygiene of the health of the mind.
Mm.
You know, how do we just kind of keep it fresh and sharp and calm and focused?
Mm.
And if we do it consistently, that happens.